Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Antonio, we know you're back in the country. You got to make it Friday. What is you said Antonio's on hold? What does he want to talk about? Okay, I don't care what he wants to talk about. Get him in now. Let's make it Friday. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind,
TGIF,
man?
TGIF and PYT.
Yes,
there
sir.
You go. It's Friday now. I had to make it happen, man. I was... It's been like too many weeks that you haven't been able to call in to make it Friday. I haven't had a Friday in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, my score prediction is Ravens 24, Chiefs 23. Go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too. Now we get on with the topic.
There we go.
Had to get Antonio in there, man.
Yeah.
Bears finished their home slate of games with attendance down 477,000 fans. This is significant because it's the largest drop in the American League. And do you think they can recover sooner rather than later?
Man, that's a tough one. I'm anticipating a better season next year, given the way this season has ended. So I would say they recover some of that. But it's really sad me, look, because the O's are 23rd in Major League Baseball, the 30 teams. So you're way down the bottom here in attendance. And they've played a couple more games than most with 80 games. There's a few teams at 77 right now. So you're talking about down. And it's not just the ranking. You look at where they are at 23rd. They've got 1.8 million people attended this year.
1.8?
1.8. The Dodgers, obviously, they cracked 4 million already. And then the top five
they
is like
that every year.
Yeah, the Padres at 3.3 million, Yankees 3.2, Philly 3.2, Mets 3.1. I mean, they're getting over. They're getting from the Mets to the Dodgers, say the top five teams, from 40,000 to 49,000. So every game, the O's are getting like 22. So it's a stark difference between the top teams in the league. Who play well, they put on a good product, and the teams at the bottom, where it's like, the O's, the Pirates, White Sox, Tampa, and Oakland, and whatever they are now, the Athletics, obviously playing in those minor league stadiums, but it just shows. I mean, it's they're big markets, but they put on they're better teams too, so they pack those stadiums.
Well, first of all, the Orioles are never going to get back to 3 million people. They
no, had no,
done
no.
that. When they were the only ticket in town, they did that. Now you got a team down south. You automatically yeah. not. You can put together 95 wins 4 years in a row. You're not cracking 3 million.
No, people. No. But I'd like to see them crack 2 million.
They did that last year because they came off of a 100-win season. And that, see, to me, that goes more into the fans are spoiled than anything else because fans just like towards the end of the year because even last year, the team started struggling. People weren't coming as much as they did early on in the year. They found other things to do. I think you have a fan base that wants to cheer for a winner. Bottom line, you have a fan base also that had been abused for quite some time. Let's call it a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles fan base has been abused.
They have been, yeah. They've kicked in the teeth every year.
They have. And I think it's this, and that's why, this is why I said, Ed, we're talking about Mike Elias and players, Kowser and all these guys. They have something to prove for the 2026 season. You guys are right about that. But you also, bigger than all of that, you have an ownership group with something to prove. the ownership group who inherited a team that won 100 games a year before they bought the team. Then the team gets to the wild card. So what changes can you make? Not a lot. You're successful. You had three consecutive winning seasons. Let's not forget about 2022, winning season.
Yeah.
So it's hard to come in and with guns a-blazing saying, we're going to change this and we're going to change that. We're going to say, whoa, bro, because now if you fail, why'd you change? So now that you've had some failure, now this ownership group can dig in. And I think they're the ones with something to prove in terms of the money you spend, the moves you make, the control that you have of the organization. And that excites me because I think moving forward, you have some guys, you know, let's not forget about Eric Getty. You know what I mean? You have some guys in this ownership group that them having something to prove is a good thing for Oriole fans. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
So I think they looked at that 477,000 plus and said, yeah, bro.
That's a big number, man.
That's a huge number. You know, think about this, Ed. 1.8 million in Baltimore in a season like this would be normally good. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
But not if you fall down almost 500,000 people from the year before.
Right. That's half a million people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to prove.
Yeah.
A lot to prove. So I'm happy about that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed and I are going to give you our week four picks at 9:30. We know we gave them to you yesterday, but we give them to you today again at 9:30 just in case you were not around. But on the other side, Rick Ritter from WJZ-TV checks in, talks some football, let us know his where he'll be about town this weekend and early next week. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Joe.
You've been to our basketball games, man. You about to get me pumped up. This is our intro song. About to get me pumped up in here, Joe. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. I'm broadcasting live from WFAN in New York City. Ed's back home holding it down. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV. Courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, holding down the fort in New York City for one day. I just want to be Rob Long. I just want to see what it's like.
We all do.
Must be nice, Ed, right?
I've heard.
Rick, the Baltimore Ravens come limping, and I do mean limping, into Kansas City on Sunday, man. That injury report, not very good. Isaiah likely told us he'd be back sooner rather than later. That was 2 weeks ago, man. What is going on with all of the injuries in this football team?
So we'll start with likely. When we met with him last week, you could tell that he wanted to go Monday, but that he was still probably a week or two away just to play it safe. Not that he couldn't go, but you know, with an injury like that, the last thing you want to do is you want to rush back and then have it linger for the whole season or become a bigger problem. It'll be interesting to see if he goes Sunday. Obviously, getting him back, adding another ball player who can go out there and win and play above the rim would be big for Lamar Jackson just to have another target like that. But injury-wise, the guy that I'm looking at, we can get to the defense in a second, Ronnie Stanley. Another did not participate yesterday. Obviously, today's practice report is a telltale sign of what his status will be for Sunday. Losing him on a Chiefs defensive line that can get after it, after you literally have on film now, Monday night, Detroit showing what happens when you bring the house against that offensive line and how much pressure Lamar was under, they could find themselves in for a long day on Sunday. And this team, I mean, look, they got to find a way to establish the run and get back to opening things up. You know this team is not built for Lamar to drop back and throw 40 times a game. They got to get Derrick Henry going. To be honest with you, a guy that I sit there and wonder, and I was saying this on Monday, why, to me, he's not activated is beyond me. But if you're struggling to get the run game going and you need a guy who's got speed that can pop one, why is Keaton Mitchell not out there?
Yeah.
You know, we all know how fast that dude is. Activate him. Give him 3-4 carries. See if he can get a big playoff and get something going for your offense. So that's something right now, as far as him, I'm shaking my head at it. I'm trying to make sense of that a little bit.
Well, Rick, you want to get the running game going. Any word on Pat Ricard? I thought this was going to be a 1 or 2 week injury, and now we're at week 4 and no sign of him. And I think he's crucial to his running game.
Yeah, no, Ed, you bring up a great point. I mean, imagine having him back and what it would open up, especially when your offensive line is struggling like that. What's one of the things that you can do? You can come in and bring bulkier packages in or more bulk in there, more meat, and Ricard is a big part of that. I have no intel on Ricard. I'm sitting here like you guys wondering, you know, how much longer is this going to linger for? This is a team that it just they're so banged up so early in the season, but it's part of football, and you have to build the roster to be able to handle situations like that. You have to have the depth that can step up. And, I mean, you look at the defensive line. I told you guys last week that the Madubuike injury was not going to be good, and it's not. You guys know that now. And, I mean, we'll see what they announce, but you can kind of guess where I'm going with this thing. Yeah. But as far as, like, the defensive ends, and I said all offseason, I'm like, you can't expect Van Noy to come back and do what he did last year. Plus, if he goes down, you're relying on so much young talent. Who's the veteran on the edge who's able to do that? And I looked at a guy who was out there, Jadeveon Clowney. He gets scooped, and now you're sitting here, you're week four in the season, and you're thin in a lot of positions, which is not a great spot to be in right now.
Yeah, you're right. Not very good. Joining us right now, Rick Ritter from WJZ-TV. Rick, the offensive side of the football is always going to be led by Lamar Jackson. He was sacked 7 times last week. What have the Ravens, or what can they do to assure that, or is some of that responsibility also on Lamar?
I mean, look, I know it's easy to point the finger at Lamar because you're sitting back there and you're like, unload the ball. But, you know, guys have to win. You have receivers that can win. We know Zay can. Tez Walker and what he's been able to do with his speed so early in the season, he's another guy who can go out there and do that. It can't be all on him, though. On the line, I mean, Jesus. I mean, the guy's not getting any time. He's running for his life. And you do realize that if it wasn't Lamar Jackson back there, any other quarterback on Monday night, you're probably looking at about 11 to 12 sacks for that game. So 7 is a miracle in a sense just because of what Lamar can do and he can evade. But it's simple. It's not rocket science with this. The running game opens up for everything. And if that's the case and you're getting stuffed early, well, then go to the quick three-step game. Try to get the ball to some slants or bubbles to Zay Flowers just to, you know, soften that cushion a little bit and keep the defense honest. But it's tough to watch, especially when there's so much talent. And then on the defensive side, and look, I haven't heard you guys all week, and I don't know what you're saying. And we can get into this too. But to me, on the defensive side right now, there's a leadership issue on this team. And I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it, but I'll be the one to say it. When you guys have players who are coming out hours after the game on a loss like that, and you're worried about podcasting and getting yourself out there, it makes me question, you know, what's top of mind for some guys on this team.
Yeah. I'm going to get off this game for a second. There's another one. It's very interesting with teams with much better records, and we like both of them. Eagles, Buccaneers, both at 3-0. As you know, probably don't. I lived in Tampa for a while, back in Florida, now a bit of a Buccaneer fan. I know who you root for. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, Ed, you and I, we spoke about Tampa a couple weeks ago, just kind of raving about Baker Mayfield and how he's been able to turn his career around. I love Tampa. You know, I think they're a legit force in the NFC. Baker showed you again last week what he can do. They're a little banged up, though. You know, is Mike Evans going to go or not? Because having him out of that lineup, and then you put the pressure on Ibuka as far as the rookie receiver out of Ohio State to kind of be that guy, which I think he can, but it would make things a lot easier for the Eagles in that secondary. They got to get pressure on Bake, you know, especially with the interior. They have maybe the best interior defensive line in all of football. But it's going to be a great matchup either way. And the Eagles, historically, they struggle every single time they go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Whether it's the heat or whatever, they're even arriving a day earlier this year. They're getting there, I think, today, as a matter of fact, trying to get used to that heat and trying to bring them up to speed. But they always struggle down there. It's going to be a good game. We'll see who comes out on top.
All right, give me a winner, Rick Ritter, and
score. Oh, guys, can we even imagine the Ravens being 1-3? Can we? Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to go Chiefs, guys. I'm not taking the Ravens this week. And you know me, 99% of the time I take the Ravens. I just don't like what I'm seeing right now. I don't think they got it together. I think the Chiefs edge out a close one. I will leave you with this. I had to host Ray Lewis's Power 52 Foundation last night, and I spoke with Ray beforehand. We sat down for a quick interview, which will be coming up on WJZ next week. And I point blank asked him, I'm like, what do you see when you look at this defense? Like, what is the issue? And without hesitation, he was like, communication. He's like, some leader has to wrap their arms around these guys because they are one or two plays away in terms of just communicating with each other, knowing where they're supposed to be, not pointing fingers. And, you know, I thought that was interesting for that to come off the tip of his tongue so quick, because to me, I'm not putting words in his mouth. This goes back to what I said. I think there's a leadership issue on that side of the ball, and it's time for somebody to step up and be that guy, because you guys know that when Ray, Sizz, Ed Reed all played, and Ray even said this last night, when we just looked at each other, you kind of knew it was time to lock in and take another step, and we knew where to go, and it's just not happening right now, and it's not Ravens football.
I agree with you, not Ravens football at all. What you got going on, man?
Hey, Purple Pregame Show, WJZ, will get you ready for the game Sunday, and then Purple Playbook coming back up in 2 weeks with Isaiah Likely, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and then 5, 7, 11 o'clock, I always got your news, guys, so I appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Rob, don't be partying too much, all right?
You know me.
Well, yeah, that's why I said that.
That's why you said
that. Yeah, that's why I said, yeah, yes, I do know you. That's why I said that. At least invite me and Ed next time.
All right, man.
Be safe, guys.
Have a good weekend. All right, no doubt. And I know you picked the Ravens to win, but you understand how it's a tall task, man, all these injuries.
I'm in the minority. No one else we've had on or anybody in the studio has picked the Ravens. I still have faith that they can beat the Chiefs, and they're going to, only because of the offense right now. That's the way they're going to have to do it. I think that's how it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, I know they can come back, but if they put on a performance like they have against the Chiefs, because it's not even, it's one thing if you lose. If they get pushed around like they did against Detroit, I'm going to just, you know, I'll be very concerned about this season.
You and me both. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy will be back on Tuesday. I don't know where he went. I'm sure he told me, but, you know, I don't remember.
He said Ocean's Calling.
What is that? Oh, that's the concert
music
down at Ocean
Festival
City?
In Ocean City.
What is it, 3-day concert? Or
yeah. Yep, starts today.
What, people wear diapers so they won't go to the bathroom?
I don't know, but you heard him ask me for a bucket hat. I don't know if that's to put on his head or use something else. So.
You can leave the festival, Rob.
I didn't say you couldn't leave the festival.
Well, why did you say you're wearing diapers?
Because some people may not want to leave the festival. You can leave Rock the Bells that I go to, and some people don't want to leave it.
Do they wear diapers?
People wear diapers when they go to things like that. That's not a...
I wear diapers on surveillance.
Yeah, that's not...
I did. I used to.
I didn't make that up.
Kept like, if you had to be in a van for 12, 14 hours, yep.
Yeah.
Sitting in your stew right there.
I agree with you. I can't you, Joe, leave. That's the thing.
Can't leave. Or we had iced tea bottles. We'd use that, but, you know.
And you're right. You can leave it, but some people don't want to leave.
Gross.
Gross.
Ed's out here trying to save lives and surveillance while you got people that are at Taylor Swift concerts wearing diapers so they don't have to leave the line.
Is that true?
That's true. People do that.
Really?
So, yeah. Yes, they do. That's what I'm saying. I didn't make that up. I read about it.
Wow. All right.
Taylor Swift is that. That's just a. You know what? I'm not even going to get into that because I had too many people that are in my. That I don't want to say my circle, but that I know very well that are Swifties, and they're very. They're
Watch
mean
out.
And nasty people when you say the wrong
thing. It's like the Bayhive.
Exactly. And you know what? That's the encore for the day, Ed.
Yes, it is. Encore is brought to you today and every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Listen, you got to get there. I'm dead serious. It's a great place. It's like one of those places where they have adult toys where people, you know, stare at their shoes and don't look at each other. It's just a nice place. They're very helpful, very friendly. It's for couples, for everybody. And so check it out, really. It'll up your game tremendously. And what game is more important than your, you know, your private life with your partner?
As Hall & Oates said, one-on-one I want to play.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. I said that about the Swifty. And yes. I got a text from someone, and it said, don't go there.
Really?
Instantly. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, those Swifties get nasty, man, about her. I think they'll fight you. You take it back about Taylor. I think they'll fight you, man.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't want no smoke for them.
They
don't. People fight dirty. I don't want smoke from anyone who says, likes a person, has a song that said, dating her will ruin your life. She has a song about how dating her will ruin your life. Good luck, Travis Kelce. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
I was a little surprised today. This is a real one I learned. I actually did learn something today, is how offended people got by Kyle Hamilton's comments. I thought they were perfectly legitimate. I thought they were true. I think that this fan base is spoiled because I've said it for years, because they're so good every year. The team is, I mean, look, only one team wins a Super Bowl every year, folks. That's a fact. But I think this team has just been consistently good. I think they've got a bunch of Hall of Famers. I mean, you know Lamar's going to the Hall of Fame. I think Harbaugh's going. Derrick Henry's going. And there are others in here. I mean, Kyle Hamilton, if he stays in this trajectory, he's going to be in that conversation. I just think people really are a little spoiled by the success this team has had year after year.
I completely agree with that. But at the same time, I love the fan base talking because it keeps you, you know, keeps you honest.
Yeah.
And I don't like everything that people put on social media about me. I don't like everything. Wow. But some things they put make you examine yourself. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's mean and it's nasty and you don't want anything to do with it. But sometimes there's some things that put out that like, okay, you know what? Maybe I should look at that. So I think sometimes the fan base could go way overboard with things, but you got to take it with a grain of salt. And let's be honest, what's happening on the defense is unacceptable.
Oh,
it's not just bad. It's unacceptable.
It is totally. They're last in the league.
So I don't mind the fan base getting on your defensive coordinator. I don't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I love the fact that Kyle Hamilton is defending his defensive coordinator. A couple of national days today is National Situational Awareness Day. National Situational Awareness Day. That means keep your head on the swivel, folks. Keep your heads out of the clouds. Recognize who's around you and all those things. That's not just because you live in Baltimore. That's anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize what's around you. I told my daughters all the time, when you go to the gas station, look around. Don't be sitting there with your head in the cloud. Take a look around first. You know, that's just how it is. I don't care where you are. Most gas stations also are off highways. You don't know what's going on with these people going.
Uh-uh.
Also, there's National Dumpling Day. Do you like dumplings?
I do. I sure do. You're talking
like
pot sticker
stuffed in them.
Yes. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love some chicken dumplings. That's those are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Today is my final day doing a show remotely this baseball season on the road, so I would be remiss not to thank some people. I'd like to thank Tracy Brandes for allowing me to do this. I'd like to thank Scott Jameson for being very open-minded. It's great having a program manager who's open-minded, who understands the big picture of things and not just how it impacts him, but the big picture. Thank you for that. Also for Charlie for coming in sometimes after hours to check the line with the other station that I'm broadcasting with. He doesn't have to do that. But he comes in and goes above and beyond. For Joe, at times, a lot of people don't know, there have been times that we were close to not going on air because something didn't happen right on one side or the other. And with him having to do updates and all those other things, him taking the time out to make sure we were right to get on air, to you and Jeremy for, you know, allowing me to have my same role while I'm not even in the studio. So a lot of people, and for the Orioles, of course.
Yeah, sure.
For allowing me to do it. So a lot of people go in on making this happen. It sounds easy. It sounds like no-brainer. But you know, it takes open-minded people on the administrative side to say, you know what? This is a good idea.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because remote broadcasting is here. It's not a thing of the future. It's a thing of now. And I think the more we embrace it, people can be happier. You know, I mean, I'll say this. You know, you have a home in Sarasota. You know, something to be said about mental health, of being around your family and being home and still being able to do your job. So
yeah.
I think remote broadcasting is here to stay. Let's embrace it.
I hope somebody's listening.
And I also like to say tomorrow we will not be on air, and I feel some kind of way about it. My baby girl, Stephanie Long, turns 25 tomorrow.
Oh.
I will not be. It's the first birthday that she's had that I will not be with her to celebrate it. Like I said, I'm feeling some kind of way about it. So,
yeah.
Stephanie, enjoy. It's 25. My baby is 25.
Oh. 25. Well, happy birthday to Stephanie.
Yes. Happy birthday to you, baby girl. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.